Hey guys, Julie here. Welcome to Interviews with an Anonymous Legend, is written by DU's Eli Depper. This series of interviews is part 1 of 3, so check in during the next 2 weeks for the rest of this series.
When does a memory become a ghost?
When people remember the what of the memory, but not the who. Nor when people remember the who without the what.
Are you a ghost?
I'm a legend, darling.
How does a ghost become a legend?
When a new what is added to your who, or a new who is added to your what.
Which one are you?
Which legend?
Were you a who or were you a what?
That's rude. I'd hope you can tell that I'm more who than what by now.
Does that mean you were a what?
It doesn't matter. I'm not anymore.
So the who you were disappeared from your what, and now that you're a legend, you have a new who.
That's not a question.
Does it bother you that your who is wrong for your what?
I'm not a ghost. I'm not a forgotten memory. It doesn't matter who my who used to be. That memory of me was lost, I assume, when the last person who knew the original who died. Or maybe they just forgot, but the actions, the facts, and places and things remained. So I, or it, was a story for a while. But then someone found the story, the ghost of that what, and thought up a who, created a who that was built so perfectly for my what that the two became intertwined.
And that's how a legend is born?
And that's how a legend is born. So it doesn't matter what my who was, because the who I am, the legend, is built to fit perfectly with my what.
Is there a step beyond legend? If a ghost or story is a step beyond a memory and a legend is a step beyond that, what's next?
No clue, really. Not sure I want to find out. I'm fine with my who and my what. I'm not keen to be remade once again. I'm happy as a legend.
Were you happy as a ghost?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. You decided that you only wanted to speak about my who, not my what. And this who wasn't around when I was a what.
I'm not. I want to speak about all of you, both the who and the what.
Which legend am I?
What?
You know who you're talking to because we're having a conversation, but what is my story? I was a story before I was a legend, but you're talking like I'm still a forgotten memory.
I'm not.
Come back when you know me as a legend, darling. I've no desire to become your ghost. You've been here the whole time since we last met?
Not the whole time. I did go looking for what your legend is, but then when I did find something and came back, I realized you weren't here. And I didn't know how to contact you, so I've been waiting. Ghosts are known to be structured around places and habits, so I figured I might as well give waiting here a shot.
You do remember that I'm not a ghost, right? That was the whole point to the questions and why you left in the first place. Did you really forget already?
No, I just figured, well, you said legends used to be ghosts, so you might still have some tendencies of a ghost.
I'm not a ghost. I've never been one as far as I know. I was a memory. Then I was a story, and then I was a legend. Ghosts are for memories that lose their what's, not for things that lose their who's. Didn't we go over this last time?
Somewhat, but I only started writing down what you said about halfway through when you pointed out that my phone wasn't recording.
And this time you're using... what? This thing? What is this?
Don't touch.
It working again?
It should be. It looks like it? Wait, no, there it goes again. Have you tried to see if you show up on camera? Or what about CD recording? A photo?
Whoa. Slow down. What happened last time? I touched your weird box and it freaked, and then you spewed 1,000 words that I don't know at me and told me to experiment before rushing off, cradling the recording thing like it was your child.
I wanted to make sure that you didn't erase any of the recording somehow. What were you trying to do with it?
Poke it? I don't know, it seemed interesting, and I didn't think I'd be able to do anything to it. It's not like I can really touch anything.
Are you completely incorporeal?
No clue. I haven't really checked recently.
Not recently, but you have tested it out before?
I mean, no. Stories don't need to poke things or interact with the world, they just need to be told.
So a ghost turned legend may have more tangibility than a story turned legend?
I have no clue. Do you want me to go throw a punch at another legend and see if it connects? Because I've met a few right bastards that I wouldn't mind slugging if I could.
Maybe not the punching part. Are there many other legends around here then?
Around here? Not really. I'm a bit more free range than other legends just because of what I am. So I tried to find a spot with very little activity.
This is one of the busiest parts in the city. This is low activity?
It's very lacking in pretty much any manifestations. It's strange. Most busy places have at least one spook story or a murder victim hanging about. But here? Peace and quiet.
Until I came along.
Yep. Until you came along asking all of your questions.
Do you want me to leave?
Not at all. You fascinate me just as much as the reverse. You still don't know who I am, and I haven't done really anything to help you in that regard. And yet, here we are, talking like regular old laddie bucks.
I did find some stuff about your past, I think. I'm not sure. Here, does this look familiar? Was this your what?
Oh, darling, no. This is a where, not a what. That's what hauntings are. And trust me, those are things you don't mess about with.
So you aren't haunting this park?
Nah, I just live here.
I don't understand. You just upended the path I thought I was on.
So go back to your notes and scribblings, or whatever you've been doing while we talk.
I'm transcribing.
I hate to break it to you, darling, but that ain't English.
It's shorthand. How else would I keep up with how fast you talk?
What can I say? I've got a lot of things to tell you.
But you aren't going to tell me what your legend is, who and what you are?
Now where would be the fun in that?
You're leaving?
I figured you've got some things to look up now, and I want to go watch the pigeons. Come back next week sometime and bring whatever you want to test with you. I'll touch all the things or whatever, but I'm not doing it on my own time.
Interviews with an Anonymous Legend is produced by 80208. The legend is voiced by Ryan Davidson, and the voice of the interviewer is Abigail Scadden. We're always looking for new stories to produce, so feel free to email your work to thedupodcast@gmail.com. Listen to our other works on storylab.du.edu/80208 or du80208.blogspot.com.